Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Parler when it comes back. And I heard a rumor Parler might be back as soon as Monday. Strictly a rumor. We'll see. By the way, we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us for hour number two, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time for the pledge the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we won't let you forget that. Well, Kyle, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who has been rumored to be possibly a presidential candidate coming up in 2024, has rebuked her state's news reporters for failing to cover the workers hurt by Joe Biden's Keystone Pipeline cancellation.
Well, right. It's the double standard. It's many in the media going along hand in hand with the Democrat establishment, the Democrat Party elite, and President Biden in particular, and had President Trump, or a Republican president, let's just say, had done something that put so many people out of work and hobbled so many people's livelihoods, they would be having human interest story after human interest story about how bad the president is for being so short-sighted. But what we're not going to hear that. And so good for Governor Kristi Noem to call this out and shine a light on it.
Yeah, and the other thing is when you get into all of this stuff, you know, the people that are up there where the Keystone Pipeline, in fact, was being built, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, the people in and out of Wyoming, and the shale oil wells that are up there that have all had to shut down as a result of it. I mean, we still don't know exactly how many people are going to be out of work and how that's going to affect the economy up there, but it's not going to be good. And they can have all the solar panel installers they want at $10 or $20 an hour, but it doesn't bring back that $50, $75, $90, $100 an hour pay that those guys were getting.
Well, exactly right. And, Captain, this is a textbook example of the Democrat Party elite. All these decisions seem to be so baked in.
Out of touch.
Yeah, to their philosophy, to their way of thinking, and that President Biden himself can't seem to stand up and say, it is impractical to do this at this time. I'm going to make a case and make it stick, but the ideology and all the baked-in thinking I was just mentioning, that is actually more important to them than actual people and their jobs. I mean, come on, President Biden. Come on. Can I say it? Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, stand up for these workers who you're putting out of work. It's unconscionable and ridiculous.
Now, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, you heard of her?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was, her office, I think, was two doors down in the office building that AOC was in, not the one she said she was in. And she spoke up again yesterday because she's taking a lot of heat that Squad is trying to put it on her when she's telling the truth, because she says that AOC is just not dealing in reality about the Capitol riots. And she says, I'm sick and tired of AOC trying to politicize literally everything, including something that she lied about being somewhere where she wasn't.
Well, yeah, she's exactly right. Representative Mace is exactly right. And the AOC and her ilk and the Squad and so forth, they use anything and everything because everything's fair game to advance their cause. And so it's very, very sad because, again, you know, it takes away even the very thing that we could all kind of try to find some kind of common ground on. But, again, everything has to be only to crush the enemies of the Democrat Party, which is everybody else, I guess.
Well, yeah, but again, AOC needs to be not only rebuked, but she needs to apologize, and Nancy Pelosi needs to make an example out of say, hey, little girl, stop telling this lie. We all know where you were at, and there's ample proof to prove that you weren't where you said you were. And then of all things, she's talking about, well, I was threatened. They were going to kill me. And we're talking about a police officer that was trying to save her.
Right. Well, the whole thing boils down to conduct unbecoming at that point. It's very, very sad. But, again, that's the strategy. That's the playbook. Never let up off the gas. That's their deal.
Yeah. And the amazing thing about AOC is the fact that she's taken this Capitol riot and made it all about herself and her trauma.
Well, right. You know, there's so many women who have a terrible story to tell, and it's a sad, sad thing.
Well, I so do not feel sorry for her at all, period, because she's a liar. All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, remember that young man in Kenosha, Wisconsin, that killed those people and was out on bail? They can't find him. They're looking for him. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and
you hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, Now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Kyle Warren, this segment being brought to you by our friends at Olive Glass America. Now, remember, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Olive Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, I sent you, which is why they're there to begin with. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office. They'll do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, brand new windshield, and $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand when they get done with the service. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and other surrounding areas, including Port Charlotte, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today, and they'll come to you. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 put in the palm of your hand today. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. All right. Now, a couple of things here before we move on. Number one, we need to understand as a country that in order for us to move ahead, because the Democrats are already light years ahead of us, and believe me when I tell you they are, I've seen them, I've been watching them, they're registering voters, they're out talking to different groups, this, that, and the other. Our people are being a little bit slow to the draw, which is ridiculous, number one. And the fact that we're not out in some of these shopping plazas and church parking lots and wherever else these people happen to pop up at registering our own voters is beyond me. But the lackadaisical, well, it'll all be okay, or, well, it's my turn now, the lackadaisical attitude that's out there has got to stop. Because, Kyle, these people have to understand that it all starts locally, it all starts now. And the people that start out at the local level, most of them move up the political ladder. So you could be talking to somebody in your city council today, and 10 years from now, they could be your U.S. senator.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And where we see a lot of the payoff, essentially, in the national scene, you know, big payoff like electing Donald Trump president, for example, that is, you know, something that's more rare because you get a big, huge movement going. But that's more rare. But what is consistently productive is, as you say, working at the local level and then vetting the people that are running for office now at the lower levels, because one day they will be a senator and they might run for president, that kind of thing.
And for the people that are out there that are trying to say, well, it's this person's fault, it's that person's fault, look, this person didn't say this, that person didn't say that, get a life. Get a life. We have more important things to be concerned about. You need to vet the people that are coming up the ladder, because they can do you a lot more damage than the people that are already there, because the people who are already there know that their political future is contingent to the next election. The younger people are trying to form that mold and do whatever to build their name up, build their reputation up so they can get up to the higher level. That's the way it works.
Well, sure. And, you know, Captain, the Trump administration has passed into history at this point, the same way that, for example, the Ronald Reagan administration passed into history. Reagan, you know, did great things, and there was many great things happening for the country. And but yet the idea of Reaganism, or the idea of self-reliance and these things that we hold so dear, those things don't go away, but they have to be sort of reintroduced for the next person who can come in and win the presidency.
Now, prosecutors in Kenosha, Wisconsin right now are seeking to rearrest the alleged Kenosha protest shooter, Kyle Rittenhouse, for reportedly violating bail conditions where he didn't tell anybody that he moved or where he moved to, and they're currently looking for him, is my understanding.
They are looking for him. They've also asked the judge to increase his bail by $200,000. He originally came out in a $2 million cash bail.
Mm-hmm.
It was raised by people raising money online, basically. So they're saying that he appears to have moved. He did not, according to them, say that or did not inform them of his new address within 48 hours, and so forth. So, yes, they are, in fact, actively looking for this person.
Now, there's something called the COVAX, that's COVAX, the COVAX COVID-19 Initiative, which aims to promote equity in vaccine access through securing inoculations for lower- and middle-income countries. Now, it released its first distribution list with 145 countries on it, and they will begin receiving their doses in late February. So this is where the United States is going to be inoculating people in other countries. And by the way, Johnson & Johnson yesterday came out and announced their one-time vaccine would be available soon.
That's right, yeah. They, in fact, they're asking, I think, for emergency approval so that they can get it underway that much more quickly, yeah.
Yeah, and I know somebody that took that on the test. One of my neighbors, and they're doing fine. They feel great. They said it's just they said it was like getting a vitamin shot.
Oh, really? Very interesting.
Yeah. So, how you like that?
Well, I think what people are concerned of, you know, or at least from what I hear, is that they're concerned about, you know, any kind of side effect or, you know, feeling sick to some degree and so forth. But we haven't really seen this mass issue with anything like that. So that's actually been very good.
Now, YouTube is cracking down on, quote, independent journalists. When I say that, what am I talking about?
Well, I, you know, people, I guess, that put up, you know, their own stories or commentary, that kind of thing on YouTube. Yeah.
Well, there are people that take news stories, and you got to be so careful of this, because this is where there are a dime a dozen. There are people that take a news story, and they rewrite it to fit their own agenda. And then they put it out there, and it's the news. Well, the problem is, it's not the news. It's something that somebody took and rewrote to make it into their way of thinking. And if you put it up on YouTube, or you put it on Twitter or somewhere where, if it's a video, people can see it. You never know how many people are going to watch it. But YouTube is cracking down on those independent journalists. And I don't believe it defies logic or reason. I believe it's been something that's been a long time in coming, and there's a bunch of people, and you know who they are. You've seen their work just like I've seen their work. You just scratch your head and go, what are they doing now?
Well, right. I mean, there is certainly a sort of a real, a big surge, it would seem, of that kind of stuff. And to some degree, it does muddle the waters, and actually to a great degree. But opinion programs and so forth, those are sort of the backbone of our discourse in this country to a great degree. But if something seems to be a little weird in the sense that it doesn't really pass the smell test, people have to be very discerning.
Yeah. And opinion programs where people call in and render an opinion or something like that because they may or may not agree with what you're saying, that's fine. That's what America's all about. But to take a news story and rewrite it and throw your edge into it and call it a legitimate news story is absolutely flat-out wrong. It's an opinionated piece. It's an editorial. That's what it's been known for years, and that's the way people should present it.
Well, sure, because, again, there's an inherent bias that comes through, and I think what the American people, by and large, want, they want to know the news. They want to know what happened. They want to know who said what. And then they will then make up their mind about how they feel about that politician or about that newsmaker, whatever it might be. Yeah, but the idea of bias, I think, is a lot of people, they don't want, they want as little bias as possible.
Yeah, and the very same thing we're talking about is exactly what people like MSNBC and CNN do all the time.
Right. Yeah, there's sometimes some pretty heavy bias you can detect.
Now, after the bottom of the hour break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the special deal that Joe Biden apparently has with the University of Delaware, who's keeping his Senate records sealed, completely secret, which I found out yesterday under Delaware state law is not legal. Did you know that?
Well, I had heard that there was a lot of issues with that, and even during the campaign, he didn't want people to get confused about whatever he was talking about or something. He didn't want people to go back and look at his statements over the last 45 years and try to come up with something. But there's also something as well, and that has to do with some allegations that came out against Senator Biden, basically, a long time ago, that they say there's no personal files in those in that library there, but gee whiz, the guy was running for president, and we couldn't have any
access to it. Well, we're going to get more into detail about that after the break, because this is ironic, because there is a specific Delaware law that is very specific in what it says about requiring state entities, including the University of Delaware, to provide public access to those records because they are public records for public officials that cannot be hidden. Now, we'll see how they get out of that. But anyway, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has voted to remove Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committee assignments. They were angry over some social media posts where she appeared to endorse the far-right conspiracy group QAnon.
I was allowed to believe things that weren't true, and I would ask questions about them and talk about them. And that is absolutely what I regret.
Congresswoman Green said the controversial posts were made before she was elected to Congress. President Biden was at the State Department with a strong message.
America is back. America is back. Diplomacy is back at the center of our foreign policy.
He said during his call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, he made it clear that the days are over with the United States rolling over in the face of Russia's aggressive actions, such as interfering in the elections. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And you know, there's one thing about being an American. We aren't afraid to say the Pledge of Allegiance here, and we're also not afraid to play the National Anthem every now and then. And one of the things that I do when I do play the National Anthem is I stand up and salute the flag, which is over here in the wall that I'm looking right straight at right now. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Farrah and Farrah. Their name is spelled F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com, and here's more about them. The injury law experts at Farrah and Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah and Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit farrahandfarrah.com. And don't forget that Farrah and Farrah has somebody there right now to man the telephone number. Now, they've got offices in Florida and Georgia, so you folks up there in Georgia, you can give them a call and they'll either come to you or you can come to them, whatever the situation might happen to be. A lot of people don't know if they have a case or not. They're sitting there and they think, well, I don't know if I do, I don't know if I don't. Well, this is the time to find out. Give them a call at 877-245-6707, 877-245-6707, and ask Farrah and Farrah you check out your case and see what they think. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we're talking a lot about Joe Biden tonight because he's done a lot of things in the last, how long has it been now? A month and a day or something like that?
Right, right.
All right. But the thing that he did last year was he sent all his records over to the University of Delaware, and they promptly sealed them. Now, something is coming up now in Delaware. It's called a state law that's very explicit in requiring state entities, including the University of Delaware, to provide public access to the records of public officials, say when they have like a library there or whatever.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So why do you think the University of Delaware is keeping Joe Biden's records hidden when they, somewhere along the line, they're going to be told they have to release them by a judge? It's going to happen.
Well, back during the campaign, and actually, you know, here's a little bit of context here, too, because the idea of context will come up. But there's 1,850 boxes. There's 415 gigabytes of electronic records,
Evidently.
And so back during the campaign, Captain, then-candidate Biden said that he was concerned that the contents of all that stuff would be, quote, taken out of context, unquote, while he was running for office. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You know, I guess he just didn't want anybody to find anything that they could see that he had been inconsistent over the last 45 years or that he said this back then, and do you still believe that? He didn't want any of that trouble, I guess, or any of those kinds of hard questions. Things haven't changed, by the way, up to present day. He was just given a free pass on that stuff. And then, of course, also, there are the Tara Reid allegations, although the Biden campaign or the Biden people have always said there's no personal issues or personal records contained there. So that actually buttresses what you're talking about, Captain. If these are public records of a public official, why can't the public review them?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's true. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Well, we mentioned this earlier, but I'm going to mention this again. We're waiting to find out. There were 11 Iranians that were arrested in Arizona in Pinal County who snuck in. They jumped over the border, so to speak. That's the term. They jumped the U.S.-Mexican border, and they got in, but they got caught. Nobody seems to know what they're here for yet.
Well, right, exactly. I mean, this is part and parcel of the everyday, issues that really do face the United States. It's not necessarily looking for an army coming our way, but it's about people who can get into the country and then either activate cells, form cells, and do some kind of bad things, terrorist things.
Yeah. By the way, there's also now a plant-based drug that triggers a highly effective immune response to the COVID-19, researchers have found. Do you know anything about that? That's just a headline I just stumbled on.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out more about that. It's certainly, I mean, that sort of file under the idea of, all organic sort of a way of combating this. But I would think, again, every little bit helps. If it can be shown to be effective.
Sure.
And that's why I think we've really, especially with the likes of Dr. Fauci and others, we've fallen down because we haven't let a thousand flowers bloom on how to fight COVID. It seems to have had a sort of a political agenda from the very beginning in terms of how we're approaching this. The virus is real. People are actually getting sick. We all know we're all trying to be safe. But I think it's been really lost, this idea of how do we fight this thing, and sometimes the most left-field ideas lead to good things.
By the way, was the Keystone XL pipeline the only pipeline that was under construction?
I don't know. I know that's one of the most...
The answer is no. There are three other ones right now, and it's the debate right now is they're talking back and forth. I wonder if they're going to stop those. One of them is the Dakota pipeline, which came right through the middle of the Indian Reservation, but they gave them permission to do it.
Right, right.
And the environmentalists were going, oh, you can't do that. It's Indian land. Oh, and the Indians said, hey, we want the money because they paid the money to go through the reservation.
Well, again, this is it's starting a slippery slope. If he's taking down the Keystone XL, and then, yes, they are talking about additional pipelines. And again, what that would do, Captain, that would show the American people that the Biden administration has absolutely no interest whatsoever in maintaining jobs, in helping to maintain our energy independence. They're already
taking
that down.
No, because they would effectively wipe out a whole industry up there. But anyway, the first official operation that the U.S. Navy did under Joe Biden as president was the USS John S. McCain, kind of ominous there, the ship's name, that took part in a routine operation where they paddled along, so to speak. I'm using that phrase facetiously. Well, they paddled along through the Straits of Taiwan, and they did it in accordance to international law.
Well, sure, and you have to be able to do these kinds of things. It's Arleigh-Burke class destroyer, guided missile destroyer, and it, you know, again, the Chinese are looking for anything to try to really go after the Americans on, and certainly they are eyeing Taiwan. And every little bit of these routine things, I think is getting their goat.
Yeah. And Jen Psaki yesterday said that President Biden wants schools to open, but she dodged the question whether or not he'd stand up to the unions. I don't think he's going to. That's the teachers' union. They don't want to go up against them.
Well, exactly. And this goes to my point from just a little while ago, the idea that all their decisions are pretty much made. Their ideology, their method of thinking locks them in to things that are impractical in so many ways. And so to be a leader, and this is what Joe Biden's going to learn perhaps, but to be a leader, sometimes you have to go out and make a tough call. You have to stand up and say, this isn't working in this case. We're going to do it this way now.
Exactly. And by the way, in Portland, Oregon, we think we've come up with another reason why Antifa is getting away with so much stuff there and there's not much that can be done. The Portland Police Department, Kyle, now has the lowest number of sworn police officers in over 25 years. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, exactly. And I think we may see similar circumstances, like if I believe, for example, in Minneapolis comes to mind, where you have police officers, they just are quitting and leaving, going somewhere else, joining another department somewhere else in the country.
Yeah, but Minneapolis is going to have that civilian end of a police department there. Matter of fact, they're even talking about possibly hiring security guards.
Wow.
Them out on the street with no weapons.
Well, you know,
good luck.
Yeah, that's the thing. It sounds good in terms of some kind of protest or something, or it sounds good on paper, but it's impractical, and that's the issue. And we're going to see more of this kind of craziness, I think.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we wander along in the darkness of the night. And we're going to have some interesting news on the weekend edition program. We have a brand new affiliate coming aboard, which will be a 6-day-a-week affiliate that's got quite a big footprint up there in the Midwest, and you're going to love to hear this one. So we're going to be getting into some major, major markets that we've been kind of drifting around, but we're going to be right in the middle. Of them, smack dab in the middle. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Captain America, third one.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate her very much. She lives up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning. And a big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning tonight. This portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends over at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops nearest you. Stop on by. Tell them you were listening to me talk about them, and you'll get yourself a free cup of coffee. Alrighty, here we go. Uh-oh. That's not very nice. Well, there it goes again.
We're going for those pleasures in the night. I want to love you, feel you, wrap myself around you. I want to squeeze you, please you. I just can't get enough. And if you will go, I'll let it go. I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose.
that's the Pointer Sisters. We played Pointer Sisters tonight, the first couple of songs that we had there. And, Kyle, I don't really know why that did that, but I guess it was buffering or something. But it's an older video from back way back when they first did that. And that's got to be, what, 20, 25 years old?
Well, I'm so excited. I think probably dates back, I'm just going to take a wild guess here, maybe to 83, somewhere in there. That's my thought.
Okay, so we're over 30 years back. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's an older original video. All right, I'm going to read this and I'm going to turn it over to you. The weather tonight, a bitter, cold Arctic plunge into the central part of the U.S., freezing temperatures, wind chills as low as 45 below zero possible in the northernmost states along the Canadian border. By the way, this is going to the east. It's moving across the Great Lakes as there's snow out in front of it, and I mean a lot of snow, and some winter storm warnings. And the lake effect machine from last hour to this hour has really cranked up in upstate New York. We'll get into all that in a minute. But, Kyle, what's going on out there in the northern Rockies?
Well, tonight, Captain, up in the state of Montana, big sky country, we've got winter storm warning. This is going to be all over the state of Montana to one degree or another, but in the area of Helena, also Great Falls, we have winter storm warning there. They're going to have heavy snow in those areas, wind chills down to 30 below zero, according to reports. This is going to head on down towards Bozeman as well, over in Billings. They've got a winter storm warning going on in Missoula. Winter storm watch, off heavy snow also possible there. Wind chill factors 15 degrees below zero in some cases. Winter storm warning continuing on in central Idaho. Also near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, across I-90, if you're heading up 4th of July Pass, last we've heard was 32 degrees. Snow on the pavement there. More snow to be expected in that area, so be very careful as you cross across I-90 tonight. In Washington State, we have winter weather advisory. This also coming across I-90 outside of Seattle and looks it goes to about as far as Ellensburg, in that area, and south towards I-84 as well. Southern Idaho, for Idaho Falls and Twin Falls, we have wind advisories. Also, we have winter weather advisories down I-15 through Salt Lake City. And in Colorado tonight, Captain, Denver checking in at 34 degrees, and east of the I-25 corridor, of the I-25 corridor, avalanche warnings along I-70 and winter weather advisories in central Colorado.
All right, well, here we go. We're going to start out in North Dakota. We've got really bitter cold temperatures across most of North Dakota. The western part of Minnesota, same thing. Wind chills 30, 35, 40 below zero. Don't even need to worry about anything else when you hear that. Got to make sure your fuel is right, guys and girls, going in that direction. Then the northern peninsula tonight of Michigan, there's a winter storm warning up that way. Definitely gale force winds, 40 to 45 mile an hour winds, driving some of this snow. You've got snow across the eastern half from, the upper peninsula of Michigan all the way down to halfway through Illinois now. We're down towards Springfield, Illinois. Or thereabouts with snow across I-80 east of Des Moines. So you got just a general snow there. Winter storm warning on the west side of Michigan along Lake Michigan and snow across the rest of Michigan, including the Thumb region of Michigan, where you've got snow now, lake effect snow from Toledo all the way across to Buffalo, New York, and then along the coast all the way from Buffalo to Oswego and all the way up the coast to where it's all the way to the Messina and Ogdensburg area, heavy snow, lake effect snow. They're talking a foot to a foot and a half of snow over the next 10 to 12 hours, maybe more, maybe more. So be prepared. Winds down into the central part of Ohio, central part of Indiana. Some windy conditions and unsettled weather in the southern part of New York along I-81 and down around Wilkes-Barre and Scranton. Also in the mountains of West Virginia along the Virginia border, you've got some snow there tonight, just general snow. You've got snow in the mountains of North Carolina right there along the eastern part of Tennessee as well. And Kyle, let's tell everybody how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All righty, my friend, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him very much. And by the way, I'm checking something here. Let's see here. All right, I'll get to Denise Simon while I'm checking that. All right, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on with Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Well, she's officially been stripped of her two committee assignments.
Okay. By the way, I got a message here from one of our listeners. His name is Jack. I don't know where he's from. He doesn't say. He said, Captain, nobody talks about the school system's savings in fuel when fuel was low and maintenance. Millions of dollars coast to coast. Always want more money that we don't have. Well, there's some truth to that, isn't there?
Well, not only that, it's important to understand in the first two omnibus bills that passed, there was money in there for the schools. Not all that money has been spent yet.
Right.
In fact, in the second one, only about 20% of the money has been spent.
Okay.
And you have the Senate voting tonight in what they're calling, Votorama.
Yeah.
Where you've got Bernie Sanders having the Senate vote on measures around $2 trillion. And they're really shutting out the Republicans pretty much altogether. So this is a party coup that's happening here. I don't know how else to put it. Lori Lightfoot last Monday had said that she was going to demand the teachers go back into the classrooms on Monday.
Nope.
It didn't happen.
Nope.
She gave them a 48-hour cooling off period. Well, now, as of today even, they're not back in the classrooms. The CDC said they should be there. Even Biden said they should be there, but they're not there. So all preference is being made to unions, period.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I will tell you that there's no way on God's green earth that Joe Biden is going to go up against a union. He knows
nope,
better than
he's
that.
Not. Mm-hmm. He's not. So, not only will it be being run by progressives now, in some case Marxists, but now we got unions and big tech. So we've got forces against the country that are just, they've all bubbled to the surface. It's unspeakable.
Yeah, and then again, real quickly, you got Senator Chuckie Boy Schumer that proposed the student loan forgiveness bill yesterday on the steps of the Capitol with Elizabeth Warren standing out there. Talking away. All right. We'll be right back, folks, with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't forget that this program is all about we the people, and what we can do to keep control of the situation, even though some people think we can't do it. I say we can.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.